Hey, good evening, all those who came late,
and also those who have been here. But we're here, and that's the main thing. We just now had a small conversation. We're on Parashat Noach, and we had a small conversation about how to deal with what's happening around us. For example, I didn't read it, but from what I understood, that the mayor of Tel Aviv is gathering a group of all the mayors around the middle of Israel and to organize free transportation on Shabbos. So this guy we know for a long time that he's not exactly a tzaddik, and a lot of the things he's doing it for his let's say for the outside. And you don't have to go far away. We had elections now that were built on the same thing. Hate the religion, hatred to the others, hatred to what is real Judaism. But, you know, Am Yisrael went through a lot through the generation, and we're still here, and we're going to stay here. And there were always those who went in the wrong side. But whatever they did, eventually, Am Yisrael chai v'kayam. We have to deal with it, of course, but the question is how do we deal with it? So one of the interesting points is Noach. Noach, at the end of our end of last parsha, we are being told that God is regretting of creating the human being and he wants to destroy the whole world. And then, v'Noach matzachen b'nei Hashem. And Kodesh Baruch Hu liked Noach.
So,
that's exactly the question. We want to know, we talked about it in the past, but because we started talking about this, so we go on in this direction. We want to know, what exactly was it with Noah that God liked? Because if the only thing was that he was a tzaddik, so the parasha wouldn't end with that God liked Noah. In our parasha is starting, אלה תולדות נוח, נוח איש צדיק תמים היה בדורותיו, ואת האלוקים התהלך נוח, ויולד נוח שלושה בנים. We have three times Noach in the same pasuk, and then in the next pasuk again Noach, and we understand that there is something going on. But the first thing to understand is, why was Noach saved? If it's the reason that he was a tzaddik, definitely cannot be the reason, because the end of the parasha is talking about God regretting creating human being, and then he says, "V'Noach matzachen b'nei Hashem." In other words, what is the reason that Noach is being saved? Because God liked him. Why did He like him? So our parasha. But I'm saying, if it was all, what was he better than the others? What was his point? So the Torah is telling us, "Ele toldot Noach." What is toldot?
Generation
or history. Or what he went through. It could also be telling us about his future from the point of view of the future. Like, in other words, we are being told the story of Noach. What happened with him? Ele toldot Noach. It's like we used to have in school Toldot Am Yisrael, which was really the history of Am Yisrael. It was called, the book was called Toldot. That's what it was called. So Toldot is generation. Toldot is also what comes out of you, molid, tolada. Like you have in Shabbos, you have avot melacha, and you have the toladot, what comes out of the av. In other words, what are the toldot of Noach?
It's children.
And what are the toldot of a tzaddik? His good deeds. That's what the Torah is telling us. As our sages say, the toldot a tzaddik are his good deeds. So, אלה תולדות נוח. נוח איש צדיק תמים היה בדורותיו. את האלוקים התהלך נוח. And then the next pasuk is telling us, ויולד נוח שלושה בנים. So there is a direct connection between the תולדות and the בנים. And we already being told in the last parsha that he had three sons. Also the names. So why is the Torah telling it us again? Because... Sorry?
What do you sense? Shem, Ham, and Yefet.
Yes, Shem, Ham, and Yefet. Yeah. So, Noah's got three sons. So and it's mentioned again. Why is the Torah mentioning it us again? As we said, Ele Toldot, the Toldot of the Tzadikim, are the good deeds they do. What was the good deed that Noach did? He raised up three sons in a corrupt generation that was so corrupt that God decided to destroy everything. This is a great thing that somebody can educate his kids in a very bad environment. And I think everybody who lived in a bad environment, or let's say as a religious Jew to live amongst goyim or amongst not religious Jews, it's not very easy to educate your kids. One of the big questions of Noach is that, like Noach, like we said, closed himself and he didn't care about what's happening on the outside world. Is it good or is it wrong? What do you think?
I think it's wrong.
It was good. Well, it was good for his family, but not good
for him. He believed in Hashem.
Yeah, but he would have maybe.
So there are people that say
up to them, to other people, he would
So there is a very interesting explanation of the Rav Zalman Sorotsky.
He didn't do enough.
That's what we think. That's what we think, but it's not the right thinking, and I'll tell you in a minute why. Mm-hmm. Let's see what's happening. First of all, we have three times the name of Noach in the beginning of the Parsha, in the same Pasuk. Noach also in our Parsha is three times called in different, it's got a different description. First one is Tzadik Tamim. Mm-hmm. Then, Otcha Ra'iti Tzadik, I saw you as a Tzadik, no Tamim. And then, Noach Isha Adama, the man of the earth. Now it looks like it's going down.
Yeah.
Because is tzaddik tamim, mm-hmm. like an innocent tzaddik, a whole, and then only a tzaddik. And then he's not a tzaddik anymore, he's a farmer. He's like, he's working the land. So the normal explanation would be that there is something happening to Noach that he is really
losing the faith.
He's losing his greatness, like he's getting down. He's going down. Rav Zalman Sorotsky,
maybe influenced by the bad.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he's only human.
The thing is that there are a lot of understanding of this thing, and I want to look at it in a positive way. Rav Zalman Sorotsky, for example, says a very interesting thing. By the way, one of the things that we learn from this is that if the Torah is telling us that Noach is tzaddik tamim, so he is tzaddik tamim. You cannot say something else. But then, when God talks to him, he says only tzaddik. So we learn from this that if you want to tell somebody how good he is, when you talk to others, you can tell everything. But when you talk to him, you say only miktzat shivcho, only a little of his greatness. So in other words, when God talks to Noach, Noach is still a tzaddik tamim, but he talks to Noach, so he said, otcha ra'iti tzaddik. He's lowering the level. Because this is the way that you do it. You don't tell somebody you're tzaddik tamim. But Rav Zalman Sorotsky says a very interesting. What is tzaddik tamim? Tzaddik tamim is when we look at Noach. Noach closes himself, and that's what he tamim. He is tamim with himself. Et ha'elokim italech Noach. He doesn't care about what's happening outside. And as we say,
it's not good.
But maybe
it's good.
He didn't have any other option. Yes. Shmuel Anavi was going around Am Yisrael, and his sons, unfortunately, didn't follow him. Because he wasn't home. He wasn't educating his kids. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, his kids, I'm sure they were good kids, but they were not at his level. Because maybe also Moshe Rabbeinu was so
busy
with Am Yisrael, which is also, he's a leader, that he neglected a little his family. Is it right or wrong? Let's understand. So first of all, generally speaking, is wrong. Because you have to make sure, first of all, look for your kids. So, from this point of view, Noach is right.
Of course, that is
what he did.
He's friendly.
And then also, if we think about it, we are not talking about the generation of Avraham Avinu.
We are talking about a
corrupt generation to a level that God wants to destroy the world. In other words, this is not a normal corruption. It's not like here and there you have corrupt people. Everything is corrupt.
Yeah.
So in this case, if you want to make sure that at least your family goes in the right way, you close yourself.
It's the only way that he can do it.
And this is what God liked about Noach. It's the same thing, by the way, that's happening with Avraham Avinu. Avraham is called Avraham or Avi. Avraham that loves me. And Avraham is being chosen. Why? Why is Avraham Avinu being chosen to be the one of that from him comes Am Yisrael?
Because he, like him.
Because he had the power, we'll see it when we get to it, to give the message to the next generation. We had the yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever, the yeshiva of the son of Noach, a great yeshiva. Everybody learned there, but you don't hear about it. Nothing. Because they were missing something. Something that Noach had, and definitely Avraham Avinu had. The power to give the message to the next generation. This is a special power. So, in order to do this, Noah had to close himself from the world. So we can say, okay, so from the point of view of his family, it's okay. But from the point of view of the world, this is not exactly the way that we should act. Imagine to yourself that each one of us is going to close himself in his house, educating his own kids, not caring about what's happening outside. What's going to be?
Jew or non-Jew.
And it happens today, by the way.
That's what's
you don't have to look far away.
That's
you have people that close themselves from the environment. You're not allowed to have this. You're not allowed to have that. You're not allowed to do this. And you're not allowed to mix with this. Not allowed to mix that. And they close themselves. And maybe, from this point of view, they have this idea that that's the only way they can survive.
Maybe but, we need both.
Oh, now we're getting to the point. Maybe we need both. Now, what's happening now? What is Noah being ordered to do? How long?
40 years.
120 years. 120 years, this guy is building an ark. Now, what do you think? Is he involved with what's happening around him or not? He must be. People seeing what he's doing, they're asking, what do you do? And he's telling them. In other words, he's not closed anymore. That's what Rav Zalman Soloveitchik says. Now he's not tzaddik tamim. He is a tzaddik that has an influence on others. But
he tried at least.
We see it doesn't help. It doesn't help to the point when he goes into the ark, they want to prevent him from going in. So, Noach is not going down. He's going up. After he built himself and made sure that his family is strong enough, now he's ready for the next stage to try and influence his generation. No success. But he tried. So we cannot call him only somebody who was looking only for himself. That's definitely wrong. And if we want to add on it on something else, it's written, Vayiskor Elokim et Noach v'et achayav el me'asher ito bateva. What do you mean Vayiskor? He remembered Noach. What do you think about? Well, who put him there? Well, God's got a problem of remembering what he's doing. Vayiskor Elokim et... What do you mean Yiskor? Well, you put him there. So what is Vayiskor?
He didn't forget him.
What? When we talk about Lizkor, to remember, does it tick? Does it think about when do we talk about remembering?
When we have
Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Psukei Zichronot. We have with the Shofar, we have Malchuyot, Zichronot, Veshofarot. What is Zichronot? We say a whole line of Psukim. Remember this, remember this. Forgot to remember what? The good things we did. In other words, zichronot is connected to good deeds. So, in other words, Vayiskor Elokim et Noach means that Noach is doing what?
Good things.
In other words, it was not enough that Noach was a tzaddik tamim. It was not enough that he passed the message to his next generation. He had to do chesed also with others. When was he tested? In the ark.
Yeah.
Imagine to yourself.
The animals.
Being in charge.
With all those animals.
Yeah. They have to feed
and
them.
Each animal eats in a different time. And different food. And who is feeding them?
He is
feeding
anyone
them.
comes, just him and he sends, and he's
so he is doing the job, and this is chesed. And how do you build the world? Olam chesed yibaneh. In other words, all of this is a preparation for Noah to get out of the teva and start building a new world. But in order to do this, we need the chesed. So now we see an unbelievable pattern. We see that, first of all, what God loves is if when we pass the message to the next generation, when we educate our kids, our families, we make sure that the tradition goes to the next generation. If we want to know what can save us and what God loves, we've got the answer. That's what God loves. He wants us to make sure that there is a next generation. Then we have to understand that to build a world is only with chesed. Chesed to all the creatures of God. If you want to learn the lesson, right. All the creatures of God, because he was dealing with animals. It's telling us a big lesson. When you think that it's only being nice to your family, or only being nice to your kind, no. You have to be nice to everybody, and not only to everybody, to everything. Everything that was created by God, we have to love. We have to appreciate. So now, when Noach is ready, he goes out of the teva and he's called Noach Isha Adama. Vayachel Noach.
But then he made a big mistake.
And I have thought about it. What is Vayachel Noach? So the simple explanation, Hu asat atzmo chulin. The holiness went away. He was like a simple guy.
They needed this. He needed to build up the earth for the next, for everybody.
In other words,
what was he going to do?
I think maybe you give the lesson instead of me today.
He had to start.
So, in other words, what's happening here is unbelievable. I think that Noach Isha Adama is not something bad, it's something good. Let's take it to what's happening now. We went through a procedure of Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, Simchas Torah. A month full with Yom Tov. And what are we going into now? Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan? Nothing. Don't you think there is a reason for it? After, couldn't God like put a few of the Yom Tovim in Chodesh Cheshvan? What's the idea behind it? Think about it. There is an idea here. And the idea is very simple. God, what He really wants is us to function in the normal daily life.
Like you were in
the... Put the holiness into the Yomei HaChol. Into Vayachel Noach Isha Adama. Parnosa. Whatever you do in your daily life, you do it with the power of the Yom Tov, with the power of the Torah. It's like we've been in an ark all this time, and now we're going out. And now we're going out with the power that we got from all those Yom Tov.
But God is with us then, and now He's...
God is always with us.
He's with it, but He was closer in the Yom Tov.
This is... Yeah. It's not He was closer. It's not that He was closer. He gave us powers. You know, as I always say, it's like a car and a gas station and a treatment for the car. When we have a car, we have to fill it up with gas. Because, you know, you go... At some point, if you don't fill the car with gas, it doesn't move. So you go to a petrol station and fill it up. Then, every 20,000 kilometers or 15, all the cars got different. It depends what car you've got. You have to go take it to the garage for a specialty treatment. And then you have also a test. Now, take this and put it in our life. We are also like a car. And the petrol goes out, and then we need the petrol station, which is Shabbos and Yom Tov, to fill up. And sometimes we need a special treatment, like Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Tipul Tkufati. But the whole idea is for the car
to work.
In other words, the whole idea is Isha Adama. The whole idea is to take now what we've got and start working in the simple day. as you say, when we are all covered with holiness, it's not a big deal to be holy. When is it a big deal to be holy? When the holidays are finished. Now what do you do with it? And this is exactly those stages that we see that Noah goes through. There is another interesting thing. All those three sons, three names of Noah. And by the way, Adam HaRishon, how many sons did he have?
Three.
He had Cain and Hevel and then Shet. Now the interesting thing is, if we look through all those things, there is always one who is leading the way. Which we talked about it a lot, is we have to understand that in order to connect ourselves in the right way to God, we need both sides. In order to make the third side that is going to make the right thing. It's like when we look at Cain and Hevel. Cain was, let's say, the left side. He was the Yetzirah, call it. You call it whatever you want. He was not exactly the good side. He was the bad side. And who was the good side? Hevel. I don't know if we talked about it, but eventually what happens is that both of them are vanished. They're not here. Hevel, with all his holiness, and Cain, with all his, let's say, I don't know even to say what evilness. And not, nevertheless, this murderer, he gets six generations. Hevel is finished. He's got nothing. So is it, what is it? What is God wanting her to be, good or bad?
Good.
Hevel went.
No, but you want to...
We're talking about here, okay? In a minute we'll get what's happening up there. But right now, we're in this world. So in order to stay in this world, we have to be like whom? Like Hevel or Cain?
Hevel.
But Hevel went. Died.
Cain
went, at least he had six generations.
He was a murderer.
But what is the Torah trying to teach us? That's what I'm asking. It's interesting. People don't think about it, but it's very interesting. Like, the Torah is righteous, the Torah is telling us midot, the Torah is telling, but what is the Torah really trying to tell us here? Sometimes Hevel, the good guy, is being killed.
Sometimes good comes out of bad.
But the point is, what is the Torah really trying to teach us? As we said, the Sefer Bereishit is not stories.
He gives you a chance. Hashem is...
Yeah, but I'm saying, the lesson for me, is... Who was really punished here in the, let's say, in the worst way?
Cain.
Hevel. He was killed. Let's do the result. The result is very simple.
He disappeared.
The guy who went and break into the bank and robbed the bank and killed people on the way takes the money and leaves for sixth generation, happily ever after. But that's exactly the point. The point is that we understand why Cain was punished. What we do not understand, why Hevel was punished. But was he really punished? Or was he really going back where?
To
heaven. Because what was the problem of Hevel? And that's a big lesson. Hevel was, let's say, the symbol of spirituality, of holiness. You know, he is the idea of Cain to bring a sacrifice. He brings it in a different way. He brings it from all the heart. He all is with God. And God really listens to him and not to Cain. The point is, the Torah is trying to tell us, when you come to this world, you cannot be only holy. You cannot be only spiritual. You need also the physical side. From the other side, if you take only the physical side, you are kind. It's wrong. So what do you have to do? You need a combination. And then comes Shet to the world. Shet is the combination of Hevel and Cain. He understands that you have to take the spirituality and the the physical part, combine them together and elevate the body. That's the idea. And that's exactly what is happening with Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov. When Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gvura, but Yaakov is the combination of Avram and Yitzchak, and only from him comes Am Yisrael. Because you have levels, but the general idea is that you need both sides. And this is maybe also the reason when we are being told that to the ark went all the animals as couples. To teach us a big lesson. Because only couples can produce the next generation. If you bring two males, maybe it's going to go today, but no next generation. If you bring two females, also no next generation. Only if there's a male and a female, you have the next generation. In other words, it's Zachar v'Nekeva, it's Chesed and Gvura, it's right and left. All those things are good when we combine them in the right way. So in other words, all those animals that were coming into the ark as couples, they came in order that in the future, the near future, they're going to produce the new world. So you need this combination. And that's exactly, if we want to see what's happening with the sons of Noah.
The same thing?
It's the same thing. Think about it. Ham,
yeah. Ham
is a terrible guy. He's an animal.
Yeah.
He's an animal. Look what he does with his father.
Yeah.
Yefet is not an animal. He is the, if we want to take it to our world, he is the Western culture. He is the Greek culture, which was and is the, let's say, the best side
of the wrong side.
Of the goy.
Yeah.
Those are not connected to the Torah, because think about it, the Greek invented everything. Philosophy, it's Greek. Olympic Games, it's Greek. Comedy, tragedy, all those are Greek words. And they brought the culture to this world. In other words, we have the culture, which is spiritual, music and things. And from the other side, we have the beastly side, which is Ham. But there are not those who lead the way. Who is leading the way? Shem. Because Shem, he is the combination. He's got the spiritual side with the physical side going in the right direction. Because it's not enough to be connected. You have to be connected in the right way. It's like I'm writing this Shabbos and shit. Like one Shabbos we had the guest and we organized everything and it was a hot Shabbos and we put the air condition, put the clock, Shabbos clock. We go to shul, everything is ready, the table, I'm done, come back, the guests are there, and we start singing, Shalom Aleichem, Eshet Chayil, and the air condition doesn't start. And it's hot. So I'm looking at it, it all looks good. The clock is moving, and it's showing that it's supposed to be working. Doesn't work. So we had a very hot Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, I want to check what's happened. One of the wires inside was disconnected. So, if you haven't got a connection of the two, nothing works. And if you connect it in a wrong way, it's also not going to work, and even worse, it can explode. So in other words, you have to be connected, and you have to be connected in the right way. And the connection is always from two. Because if I put only one wire in, it doesn't work. And it doesn't matter if it's a plus or the minus. Doesn't work. Only when I take plus and minus. Minus sounds not good. Plus sounds good, yes? But only if I take both of them, I have electricity. Otherwise, I've got nothing. And it's a big lesson. Here, the same thing. Only when I take the spiritual side and the physical, and how was the world created? Bereshit bara Elokim ta shamayim v'aretz. We talked about it last week. Shamayim v'aretz. That's the creation. the combination of spirituality with earth. And the job is to work it out in the right way when the right side is in control. We must remember this. Because the minute that the other side is in control, so we have Kain and we have Ham. And we have even Yefet. But we haven't got the right thing. And this goes down to all the levels, because you cannot say that Avraham Avinu is the good side and Yitzchak is the bad side. You cannot say it. But still, you have two powers that you need to combine. In other words, those two powers exist, and that's the only way that the whole world functions. So this is Noach. Ish tzadik tamim haya bedorotav et ha'elokim italech Noach.
But what happens in the end? He goes from the ark, and instead to his Ish Adam, Adama, instead of to make something to eat, to plant something to eat.
You see, we can look at it in a, as I say, today I'm looking at it as the good eye. And the good eye is very simple. Yain yesamach levav enosh. Wine is a good thing. It's also a lesson. It depends how you use it.
Ah, okay. But what
we use wine in everything. Can you do a kiddush? What do you do a kiddush with?
Yeah, what
is that our say telling us? Yain yesamach levav enosh. And they say a souda without wine and meat or fish is not a souda. So they see that wine, in the right proportion, and in the right place, what do you drink on Pesach? 4 glasses of wine. Geula. In other words, wine is good.
So, still on the question.
You don't get your
answer. I've got you the answer. What he wanted to do is good. The point is, you see, we have to imagine to understand. Let's take things in a different point of view. Imagine to yourself that the whole world was destroyed. And you now are being in this ark. And then you're going out of this ark. What do you see?
Nothing.
Wet.
Wet. And everything destroyed.
Yeah.
Let's say if we take it our days, you go out and you see the whole streets are dirty.
It'll
you see cars on the side. What do you?
I would be desperate. I would.
But well, he must have brought seeds into the ark, the plant, after he came out.
Yeah, but I'm saying right now, what is he saying?
Yeah, but destruction. But he knew that this would happen.
To know and to see are two different things.
But it doesn't say anything.
That you know when you know something, but you don't feel it. So I know. But when you feel it's a different thing. Okay. So he comes out, he gets a shock.
So that's what
now, and he's got his responsibility
to build a new world.
Think about it. This is not a simple thing.
He's actually told that that's what he's going to do.
What do you think he's going to do? he's the only one in this world.
Yeah.
He was chosen by God to build.
But it doesn't tell. Doesn't say anything of what
says Pro Urbu Milut Haaretz. No, God is telling him. Pro Urbu Milut Haaretz, fill up the land.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go multiply.
Yeah.
He might have planted something else besides the
Could be.
Maybe you need to eat.
No, what did I eat?
This is the point. If he will plant the thing that you make bread.
Wheat.
Okay.
By the way, there is a very interesting.
It might have been.
He put what plant? Grapes.
And then he makes wine,
and he gets dry.
There's a very interesting idea. One of the big questions that we were asking is, when we look, why did God destroy the world?
Corruption.
What is how is it written? I haven't got the parsha here. The other parsha. See what's happening. What's in here? The Mafti, Vayar Hashem, the Parashat Bereish, Vayar Hashem, Ki Rabba Ra'at Adam Ba'aretz, וכל יצר מחשבות ליבו רק רע כל היום. אוקיי?
Only was thinking bad things.
Yes.
All the time.
Now, let's see what's happening when he come when they come out of the ark. When they come out of the ark,
Revi, you have a tet vav. Het tet vav.
But doesn't say that
he's doing the grapes.
What's
tin? No, you're in...
What's
tin?
What?
No, go back.
No, it's okay. Here, Pasuk.
Yeah.
Pasuk Kaf Aleph.
Kaf Aleph?
Yes.
No.
The trees don't die in water.
No, here. Vedaver Elohim El Noach Lemer.
No. I'm afterwards. I'm talking. Go to Kaf Aleph.
Ah, Kaf Aleph. Ah, more.
Kaf Aleph.
Ah, popular divot.
Vayarach Hashem et reach hanichoach. Got it?
Yeah.
Vayomer Hashem elibo. So God is telling to himself, Lo osif lekalel ota adama ba'avur ha'adam. Why? I'm not going to curse the earth anymore. Why? Because ki yetzer lev ha'adam Ra minura. Does it remind you something?
Yes, in the beginning.
Why did God destroy the world?
Because of
the evil. Now why is God keeping the world? Because of the evil. What's going on here? How is it possible?
Lev Adam Ra. Ah, because he's saying that even then he made an agreement with Noah that he will not anymore destroy the world.
Yeah, but the question is...
Why?
Why did God destroy the world because of the evil? Yeah.
And now
why is he keeping the world because of it? You have to understand, God knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, but why he
there saw... There is a small difference.
But why he saw evil again now? This is the point. Mm-hmm. Why Hashem is seeing evil... There is only Noah in his family.
Because there's good and evil in their own men. Because
as we started and we talked about, we are here in Olam HaMaaseh. We are here in a physical world. We have to connect to the physical world. And this means that we have desires. And we have a fight with Yetzer Hara.
It was only him and his family.
But God is... No, God is telling us a very important point. What is the difference is that when we look back, it was rak ra kol hayom. There was only evil. In other words, the corruption was so bad that there was nothing good there. But here is not all evil. There is evil, but you have to fight it. And this reminds us exactly what God tells Cain after he doesn't receive his sacrifice and he takes the sacrifice from Hevel, his brother, before he kills him. But he's warning him, he's telling him, "Lapeta chatat rovetz." Evil is waiting for each one of us the minute we come out of this world. Ve'elecha tshukato, and he wants to take you. Aval ata timshol bo. You have to be in control. Cain, with this warning, didn't help him. He killed his brother. The same thing happens to this world. This world was corrupted to a point that there was no good. Now, Noah was chosen. And Noah is being told, Lo sifot lekalel ta adama, I'm going to behave differently. In other words, because I created man with evil, but to fight the evil, you have to fight it.
Rega. He created man with evil? No.
Of course.
They will begin to...
Barati, יצר הרע, ויצר עשה יצר הרע וטוב מאוד. Calls him טוב מאוד even. Imagine to yourself a world without יצר הרע.
No, I know. Then you
you do nothing.
That's right. No, I know when Adam Arishon.
Adam Arishon, the evil was outside.
That's
Adam
right.
Arishon took it inside.
This is what I'm trying to say.
But that's the fact.
Okay, but it was outside, not inside.
It's still there.
He put it inside.
Yes.
Adam Arishon.
That was the sin. Inside. That was the sin of Adam Arishon.
Because of
the
woman.
Yeah, but this is going on for many generations.
Yeah, yeah.
What is Yetzer Hara? Yitzhar is like a fly. A zvuv. Do you know a fly? It's got six legs. Talked about it.
Six legs?
Yes. Means four direction, up and down. In other words, there is no place that is not there. Then the fly, he can walk on glass. A straight glass. Straight walls, glass. In other words, even if you're straight, Yetzer Hara comes and climbs on you. And he's got eyes. You know the eyes of the fly?
Yeah.
It's got two big eyes that each one of them is built from thousands of small eyes. Small lenses. He sees all sides.
I see.
And Yetzer Hara, what is one of his biggest tools? The eye.
Yeah.
You see things and you want them. Then, is another interesting thing. When a fly comes on you and you...
Send
him away. What's happening?
She comes back.
Comes back.
All the time.
Yetzer is also the same thing. Yetzer is like a fly.
Interesting.
There is another interesting article that I read this week here in this book.
Yetzer, you cannot do this and smash. This is the only difference.
You can try, but this fly is very quick. You know, also when you try to take the fly, you don't always get them.
Yeah.
Now imagine yourself a fly that is
thousand
times more quicker.
Yeah.
You won't take it, won't get it.
Yeah.
So
this machine is taking off.
But I saw another interesting thing that Chazal says compare it to a weed, to a seed of weed. And this is why? Because you put a seed and it grows. And the same way as Yetzer Hara. It starts from small and it grows. But what is really the difference? What is the difference between a seed and a fly? A fly, when you give him something sweet, he comes. He's in heaven. In other words, the fly likes sweet things. He likes the dirt, he likes sweet things. This is the symbol of desires. Desires, the sweetness of the physical life. That's Yetzer Hara from one side. The other side of Yetzer Hara is, what is a weed? Food. Surviving. Parnoso. Sometimes people do for Parnoso things.
Yeah.
They do something small, but it grows. In other words, you have to be aware of the two sides. The side of the desires, the sweetness of this world, the physical sweetness. And from the other side, be aware how you bring your parnosa. Also have to be careful. And this is Yetzer Hara. It's all over. It's everywhere. Okay, but we're here. And we have to fight him. And we've got God helping us. Because if you think you can fight with him alone, forget about it. Says, they say, Toda. They say, Barati Yetzer Hara, barati lo Torah tavlin. The Torah is the only thing that can fight Yetzer Hara. And if this is what is being said, it is the only thing. So now if we want to fight Yetzer Hara, we have to learn more and more Torah. The more we learn Torah, the more we can fight Yetzer Hara. And we have to understand, it doesn't go away. He is there. Lapetach ata trovetz. Rak yetzer lev ha'adam ra min ura. Written. Very clearly. And we have to fight. That's what it is.
So Noah falling his yetzer hara in the end.
You can call it, as I said, today we're talking about the nice side of Noach. But we have to understand, when we talk about Noach, the Torah is telling Tzadik Tamim. You cannot just take it aside. We're talking about the Tzadik. And the Torah is telling us about Isha Adama and Bayachal in Toa Kerem. We really don't understand the whole idea behind it. It's very easy to take Noach down. But if you understand who we're talking about, this is a guy that God chose to create a new world. It's not a simple guy. So if he decided to have grapes, he had an idea. He had a reason he did it. Unfortunately, something happened. But if Ham would act in the right way, who knows how it's going to end? By the way, it's very interesting. When we talked about it, and we're going to finish with this.
Because he cursed.
When Noah realizes what happened, who is he cursing?
The son.
Who? Ham?
Chet, Ham, and Yafet.
He's not cursing Ham.
No.
He's cursing Canaan.
Who?
It's very interesting.
Canaan?
Yes.
But Ham is the descent is not the descent doesn't come from Ham, the Canaanim.
Ham is the son of
the Canaanim.
And Ham is the father.
Yeah, is he's cursing the grandchildren, let's say. His grandchildren.
Not the grandchildren, one grandchildren.
One.
And look how it's written. When you look at Pasuk, Kaf Bet. Vayar Ham. Got it? Vayar Ham?
Ham so.
Who is Ham? Vayar Ham, Avi Knaan. Et Ervat Aviv. Do we hear and any of the other grandchildren?
No.
Why is the Torah telling us that Ham is the father of Knaan? Interesting. Let's go on.
It tells you the names of the children of
the... Not the grandchildren.
No, children.
The son of Ham, they say. Is the son of Ham?
I'm saying, yes. Then, and Pasuk...
So Ham was...
Pasuk Kaf Gimel? Kaf Gimel? What is it? Kaf Gimel? Vayikatz Noach Mieno. Got it?
Kaf Gimel.
Kaf Gimel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bnei Adam. What is Kaf Gimel?
Well, no.
Yeah.
What is it?
No, I think it's not Kaf
Gimel. No. Kaf Vav. Kaf Vav
is something. Kaf Vav. Also no Vaikat.
Vaikatz Noach.
Yeah.
Vaikatz Noach Mieno ve'edat asher asah lo bno hakatan.
Yalad.
So he wakes up and he realizes what his small son did to him. Vayomer, what is he saying? Vayomer Arur.
Ken.
Who is Arur? Who is Arur? Who is cursed? Knaan.
Knaan, yeah.
Did Knaan do anything to him?
No.
So why is he cursed? Why is he cursing Knaan? People read it 100 times. Yeah. They don't see a very simple thing.
Yeah.
Ham is doing it, and Noach is cursing Knaan.
That is his future child.
Yes.
And only him,
that's
not the others.
For example?
Because he has a nevuah that Knaan will be a corrupt.
No, Knaan is already there. He
already
what
knew.
The Torah is telling us is an unbelievable thing. The Torah is telling us, Ham Avi Knaan. The idea behind what Ham did doesn't come from Ham. It comes from his son. The bad part in this story, or let's say the worst part in this story, is not Ham himself. It's his child that is more corrupt than him, and he's got a bad influence on his father. And he is the spirit behind what Ham does. And that's why when he does it, it's written Ham Avik Naam. It's not written Yefet Avi this and that, or Shem Avi Ever.
It's possible a child influenced his father?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it doesn't happen.
Why not?
Why not?
Make it.
Why not?
Well, how old was this child when he does it?
18, 19, 20, who cares? The idea is very simple. That sometimes, instead of you having an influence on your children influence you. Now, if it's a good thing, Baruch Hashem. But here we see the worst thing, the bad thing. And this is why, you see, if Noah would have cursed Ham, it means that he's cursing all the grandchildren that comes out of Ham. But they didn't do anything wrong. The only guy who did wrong is his grandson, Knaan. And this is why he's not cursing Ham, he's cursing the grandson, Knaan, which is behind the bad deeds, and he is the only one to be blamed. Because otherwise, if he's going to curse Ham, the one who did it, all the grandchildren are going to be cursed. So he's cursing the one that is in charge, that caused all the problem.
And only he.
Yes. Only he and his children, yes, Knaan.
He's the father of the Canaanites.
Yes.
What did he do wrong?
What Ham did wrong? His father was naked and he
seduced him.
Yes, but there's a lot of things being written about this.
Noah foresaw that Canaan's descendants would always be wicked and morally degraded.
Yes. So, we see that a lot of times when we read right, we see a lot of things in the Torah to understand and realize that everything that is written has got a reason. That's the way to learn. By the way, if we talk about, you see, Orev. How do you say Orev? No? The crow. And the pigeon. Not the...
When he sent the crow.
The dove.
Yes, the real truth is, if you look at it, have we got a tissue maybe?
Yes.
If you look at it, you will see a very interesting thing. I'm not going to go into it because it's already late. The thing is, when you look very carefully at the story, you will find out that the crow was not even sent to check if the land is dry. He was just sent away from the ark.
Yeah.
Noah didn't want him there. He said, Vayishalach. He sent him away. And he is coming back and he's sending him. He's coming back. And only the Yonah was being sent in order to come back. That's why when the Yonah comes back, Noah sends his hand to take her back. To take it back. Which is also a big lesson to understand and realize that the crow was not really a messenger. He was not even an intention from him to do something good. Because he was doing something very wrong in the ark. And that's the reason he sent him away. And only the pigeon was the messenger that brought the message. And when you look, you read it at all, you will see it's written very clearly in the way that the Torah is telling it. The big lesson from our parasha is, I think, to understand and realize that we have to take our powers, combine the right and left, our male power and the female power, put it together in order to bring good things to the world. Connect ourselves together in the right way. The connection is not only to be connected to God, we have to be connected in the right way. And the right way is the right way that the Torah tells us to connect. And after we got the power of the Chagim, so we now are ready to start Chodesh Mar Cheshvan and start it with the right foot, start it with the right thing. And remember that Yetzer Hara is there, is everywhere. But that's life. We have to fight him, and we will. And sometimes we see things, as you see, that we don't like. But as we talked about it before, not everything we see we like, and we cannot have influence on everybody, but we can have influence on ourselves, our family, our friends, and whoever we can. And whatever we do, is to understand and realize that not everybody is going to be saved. The same way as in Egypt. Only 20% got out of Egypt. Which is a terrible thing to understand. But this is what it's all about. So we must not get frightened of this mayor or the other mayor or decisions like this or decisions like that. We will keep the Torah as our fathers, our mothers, and our patriarch did, and we're going to give this message, as we said. Why did God love Noah? Why? What did he like? That he passed the message to the next generation. So we make sure that we pass the message, the right message, to the next generation. And Bezrat Hashem, if each one of us is going to do his small thing, it will all become a big thing. And we'll have to Geula b'Merabi Yameinu. Amen.
Right. Right.
Oh, yeah.